Jekka News. You need to know. Now.
And it's 11 o'clock.
Pretoria en Sanin 20, Johannesburg 19. Die Suid-Afrikaanse Demokratiese Onderwysunie het die minister van Basiese Onderwys, Sibiwe Kwagube, se riglyne oor die Bella-wet veroordeel en sê haar optrede is onwettig en ongrondwetlik. Woordvoerder Nomsa Tsembi sê die wet laat slegs regulasies toe en nie riglyne nie. Sy sê die vakbond eis die terugtrekking van die riglyne.
The minister must remember her role as an executive authority and must back off on areas that do not concern her. She continues to undermine the constitution of our country and the National Education Policy Act that provides for consultation with all stakeholders in matters of education.
Kusatu verwelkom die vordering wat die regering gemaak het met die hantering van al 22 bevindings wat deur die finansiële aksie taakmag voorgestel is. Dit volg terwyl Suid-Afrika hoop om teen Oktober van die jaar van die gryslys geskraap te word. Matthew Parks van Kusatu het die behoefte beklemtoon vir sterk instellings om finansiële misdaad te bekamp.
It is critical that government moves speed to address the remaining processes including the pending on-site inspection to ensure that South Africa's removal from the grey listing can be secured by October. It is important to ensure that we resolve in action. This requires ensuring relevant state institutions have the resources, including skilled personnel, to tackle corruption, tax evasion, money laundering and terrorism financing.
President Cyril Ramaphosa vertrek na Kanada om die 2025 G7 leiersberaad by te woon. Hy sal bilaterale gesprekke voer met die Kanadese premier Mark Carney, die Duitse kanselier Friedrich Merz en 'n tweede keer met president Donald Trump ontmoet. Die beraad fokus op energiesekerheid, innovering en sterk mineraalvoorsieningskettings. En Amerikaners het landswyd die strate ingevaar vir No King's Day protesaksie teen Amerikaanse president Donald Trump.
The reason that my husband and I came today is because we feel like democracy is under attack and that this is a moral issue. It's no longer about different sides of the political aisle.
Dit val op die vieringe van die Amerikaanse weermag se 250ste bestaansjaar. Die betogings kom nadat Trump die National Guard in Los Angeles ontplooi het teen betogers verlede week. Meer op jackryanfm.com, klik op news. Ek is Emil Pinar, our top story this hour, Sadu slams Kwagube over Bella Act guidelines.
Jackaranda FM weekends be like.
Feeling that it's time to let go. I said.